So how's everybody doing? How's your week been? Week going okay? School? Anybody fail any tests this week? Really? Bob, you're in IBC. Which test did you fail? Leviticus. What? What did you say? Ludicrous? Oh, David Cook. That's close, right? No? So I was getting ready for tonight's message. Actually, Samuel came up to me like a few seconds ago, and he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, I'm doing good." And then he said, "Hey, I like your shirt." And I said, "I like yours better. Let's go change." And so he said, "Okay." So he went and changed shirts. I think I look better now. What do you think? I'm feeling an extra boost of confidence now that I have Samuel Bernal's shirt on. It's like, man, it's full of that man musk. It's just I don't know. It's good. So I was getting ready for tonight's message today, and I thought, you know, we really haven't been on any kind of series lately. So I'm going to recap real quickly in the next 3 minutes, 4 minutes, the last month, okay? You guys with me? The last month, what I've talked about. So 5 weeks ago tonight, I talked about loving one another. Do you remember this? Remember Cupid? Yeah, he's a cute guy. And we played a little game. Remember the game that we played? We went out and we found, or I paired you guys up, and we found somebody who had three things in common with us. And I talked about how Jesus gave us a new commandment, and that was to love one another. And I talked about the three different kinds of love. You guys remember the three kinds of love that are in the Bible? Agape, that's the most important. That's love from the heart. Logo. Eros, that's love from the, I called it love from the loins. That's love, that's kind of that passion, that desire that you have to be with your mate. Yes, and then we have what was phileo love, which was love from the head, which was kind of like you feel for your mom or mom feels for her son or daughter, that kind of love, okay? So that was love one another. That was 5 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago was, 4 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago was let your light shine. And what was what is our light? The love that Jesus has put in us is the light. And I told you guys that the only force strong enough to change the world is the love of Jesus. And I went through the whole Bible, or a lot of the Bible, and I showed you just how much there is in the Bible about loving your neighbor and letting your light shine for Jesus. And then we have a little picture. Remember I passed out the flashlights? Some of them have lightsabers there on the front. It's cool. And we just lit up our lights, you know, and we let our lights shine. You guys still have your flashlights? Anybody have their flashlight? You guys, does that remind you to love people, to spread the love of Jesus by shining your light? Yeah? Awesome. Good. 3 weeks ago, you guys remember 3 weeks ago? The desert. And what was the point of the desert? What was that about? Speedos? Three amigos. I think I am going deaf in my old age. 25. Man, wow. The three amigos. I had the three amigos, and we talked about what? Water, the living water in John 4 that Jesus gave to the Samaritan woman. You guys remember that? And I said that there's thirsty people out there, thirsty like this guy pouring sand into his mouth, very thirsty, very parched. They're looking for the living water. The living water is salvation, yes, eternal life. And we have this, and Jesus has given this to us, and we can give it to our neighbors. They're thirsty. They want it. They're looking for it. Amen? Then what was last week? You You guys remember last week? 30 seconds? Well, yeah, maybe I should just do that one again. 30 seconds. I asked you about prayer, what your concept of prayer is. And I showed you Matthew 21:22 that says, if you believe, anything you ask in prayer, you will receive. And I showed you a simple equation, prayer plus faith equals results. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing or pray continually. And I showed you or I told you a little story about Terry Cisneros and how I had prayed for him and then he had prayed for me. Just short little prayers. Has anybody prayed for somebody this week? Yeah, that's awesome. Continue to do that. Does anybody feel that their prayer worked? Huh? Okay, great. Yeah, awesome. Good. Good deal. Today I prayed. I had bought something at Office Depot, and I wanted to take it back, but it was past the return date. And I'm on the way there, and I'm driving, and it was like $160-something dollars. I'm like, man, I really want to take this thing back. I hope I don't have to keep it. And so I'm driving. I'm just like, Lord, please give me favor with the salesperson. And I was like, Lord, please let me have, if it could possibly be a lady, because I feel like I have better odds with a lady than I do with a man. It's just the truth, you know? So I get in there, and it wasn't a lady, it was a man, but I was really cool. He was really cool, guy my age. Just started talking to him, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't even look at the receipt and changed it out, and I got my money back. So that's God answered my prayer. I was able to take that back. Amen? So short little 30-second prayers. I really believe if we walk in this lifestyle, it will benefit us. Amen? Amen. So what have we been talking about kind of like as a sub-point every week? I've been challenging you guys to read your Proverbs. Who's been doing that? Who read their proverb every day this week? Is there anybody? Every day. That's tough. I didn't even read mine every day this week. I'll be honest. I'll confess. Sometimes you forget, you know? You forget to sit down and read your proverb. Who read like 2 proverbs this week? Raise your hand. Okay. It's good. Good job. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself a warm round of applause. Give yourself a hoot. There it is. What was that? Arsenio Hall? Is that before? That's probably way before you guys' time. Man. Wow. That's before my time, too. I just saw it on YouTube or something. We've been talking about Proverbs and reading our Proverbs every day. You know, you have today's the 28th? 27th. So you would read Proverbs 27. There are how many books in Proverbs? 31. And there are either 30 or 31 days in a month. So it lines up great. It works out really good. Today's Proverbs 27, had some good stuff. I don't know if I'm going to read it to you or not. I'm going to open it up and see if I can't find it. This print's really small. Yeah, I thought this was really cool. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Hmm. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. These things, they're kind of like riddles. You have to kind of think about them and figure it out. I like this one too, Proverbs 27:12. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple passes on and are punished. Basically, that's saying that the smart man, the man who's walking with God, who's with it, who knows what's going on, can see when he's walking into trouble and he stops and he goes the other way. But the person who's a sinner, the person who's walking in the flesh, they don't think about it. They don't think ahead, and then they just walk on into trouble, and then they get punished, you know? So that's good stuff. Proverbs is a great book. And so we've been talking about Proverbs and reading your word. And so tonight I was like, man, I really want to talk about reading your Bible and challenge you guys to read Proverbs and stuff like that. And then I just started thinking, this is all sounding really familiar when I was getting stuff ready. And I was like, have I talked about this before? And so I looked it up, and I have talked about this before. It was actually the very first message that I spoke when I spoke in youth group, which was about a month before I took over. Who started coming to CGen since I've been the youth pastor? Raise your hand higher so I can see. Okay, so there are quite a few of you who have not heard this. Give your pastor, Dave Bell, a big hand. So there's quite a few who hadn't heard this, so this is good. We have a video to show. I hope it's going to work. Hopefully it will. It's kind of old. It's been sitting around collecting dust for a year. Oh, cool. I got a picture of the Bible. Oh, wait. So what I'm going to call this today, I'm going to kind of recap my last message. This is going to be God's Word 06, okay, because it's revised for this year. Okay? Awesome. You guys are really excited. So let's play this video.
Why I love my Bible. Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
Why I love my Bible.
I love my Bible because it's the Word of God, and so you know that whatever you read, it's true, and there's wisdom in the Word, and it really helps me.
I like my Bible because it's like having a plate of pizza. You get fulfilled every time.
I love my Bible because my daddy gave it to me. This is my name right there.
Take 56. I love my Bible because it's the way, the truth, and the life. And if you've ever been lied to, you know how important the truth is.
I love my Bible because when I read it, my destiny is revealed to me.
I love my Bible because that's one of the ways God speaks to me.
I love my Bible because it's the truth.
I love my Bible because pretty much every problem that I've ever faced and every problem I will ever face, the Bible has had the answer for it either directly or indirectly through some other way. And the Bible gives me vision and it gives me hope for my future. It gives me something to look forward to. And it tells me, you know, what life is all about.
I love my Bible because when I read it, I get to spend time with my most favorite person in the world, and that's Jesus Christ.
That's why I love my Bible.
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 Yay! So that is your that was your ministry team about a year ago. You see some people who aren't currently here anymore. Melody, we need to keep her in prayer. She is at Teen Mania learning to be a missionary. And we have, I think that's pretty rad. So keep Melody in your prayers. And we've got Tito, who is, he's still here in town, but he still goes to our church, but he's just not able to spend the time anymore. But me and Tito still get together, and we're good friends, and we hug and embrace and all that good stuff. So everybody give Tito a big hand. Tito, if you're listening, I love you, man. Praise him. So God's word is four things that I'm going to bring out to you tonight. And this is four things that God's word is. Okay? The first thing is God's word is eternal. Does anybody, who was here last time we played this? Does anybody remember this? Mandy? Cassandra? Phil? Michael? Not a whole lot of you. Cool. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah. So God's word is eternal. It lasts forever. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The second thing God's word is unchanging. You know, a lot of authors will write a book. They'll write a book about how to, you know, do Photoshop 7.0, and then next year they have to revise it, and they make a revision. Photoshop 8.0, or they do, you know, blah, 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 and they have revision A, revision B, revision C, revision D, and then they have those things at the end, the annex, or is that what it's called? What are those things they stick at the end of books? Appendix. Appendix? I thought that's what they take out of you. Appendix. Yeah. So they write a book, and then later they change a bunch of stuff and say, no, I was right on this. No, I was wrong on that. And they make revisions, and then they sell it to you again, and you go out and buy it again so you can be up to date. But the Bible has never been revised. There's different translations, and there's different versions. Is that what you call them, versions? Like King James Version, New IV Version. Those are just different translations, but they're all the same thing. They all say the same thing. God's Word has never been revised. Isaiah 48 tells us, the grass withers and the flowers fall. Yeah, flowers fall. But the Word of God stands forever. It'll stand up. It has stood up for, 2,000 years up against every challenge that has ever been brought against it, and it will continue to do so. It stands forever. The third thing the Word of God is, anybody know? Aaron brought it out in his Why He Loves His Bible. True. The Word of God is true. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Romans 3:4 tells us that God doesn't lie. Psalms 12:6 and 7 tells us that the words of the Lord are pure words. So because all Scripture is inspired by God and given by God, all Scripture, therefore, is true. Okay? Now, these three facts about the Bible have to do with what I'm holding in my hand right here. Okay? They're words on a page. Anybody have a Bible there out there tonight? If you got a Bible, raise your Bible up. Raise it up high. Is there like a Sunday school song about a Bible? That sounds like Old MacDonald. Is that Old MacDonald? So those are the three kind of physical aspects of the Bible. And that's what we call the Logos. That's the written word. That's what you're holding in your hand right now, the tangible word of God, the Logos. But there's something else that the Word of God is, that no other book is. And that's alive. The Word of God is alive. And that's what we call the Rhema word, the living word. And that happens when we do what it says. When we take the principles of the Word of God and the things that God has put, the laws of God and the rules of God, and we take those things and we apply them to our lives, then the Word of God becomes alive. It's a book that lives. We have revelation about what the Word of God means that is given to us by the Holy Spirit when you read Proverbs and stuff like that. It's alive. But you can't live the Word of God unless you read the Word of God. Right? Right. I just remembered we put like a little like read it, know it, live it kind of thing with arrows. But I should have found that. I should have dug it up. Anyway, you got to read it. Then you got to know it. You got to get it inside of you. Then you can live it. And the Word of God isn't going to change you. It's not going to be powerful. It's not going to be alive to you if you don't pick it up and read it, if you don't pick it up and put it inside of your heart. So since today is September the 27th, that makes Sunday October 1st. So what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to challenge you guys for 1 month, and I want to help you as best as I can, for 1 month to read the book of Proverbs every day, the month of October, okay? There's some verses I want to read to you from Psalms, two more verses. Psalms 119, 105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How many of you guys are trying to find the meaning of life, the purpose for your life, why you're here, your destiny? Wouldn't it be easier if you weren't stumbling around in the dark, trying to find your way through life? The word of God is a lamp to your feet. It lights your path. Psalms 119 tells us, how can a young man or young person keep his way pure? By living according to God's word. Who wants to stay pure out there?
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah. The only way we can stay pure is if we know what this Bible says, this book says, and we live it. The only way we can know it and live it is if we read it. So I want you to just take a few seconds, think about what it's going to take for you to read your Bible every day in this month of October, starting Sunday. Reading Proverbs every day. And if you're really, really serious about this and you're going to commit to doing this, while Aaron sings this song, I've got a little sign-up sheet here for you guys to write your name down. And it says simply at the top, I pledge before God to read my proverb every day for the month of October. And the reason I'm having you sign up is so that I can help you. So that when I see you, I can be like, hey, are you reading your proverb? Hey, how's, you know, it coming along? Are you staying with it? Are you sticking with it? And then I also have a little space here for your phone number. And I'm going to send a text message to you every day if you put your phone number there, just to remind you, hey, today's the first. Let's start reading our proverb. Let's do this together. You know, we can do it. Because I really believe this, like, changed my life when I started doing this when I was like 18. And I know it'll change your life if you start doing it now, whatever age you are, okay? So I'm going to sign it. And as Aaron sings the song, if you want to do this with me for the month of October, I invite you to come up here and sign your name. Lord Jesus, you see all these names, Lord, written down on these pieces of paper. Lord, I pray you would remind us by your Holy Spirit, Lord, of this commitment we've made to you, we've made to ourselves. Lord, I pray that the word that we take in would have impact in our lives, that it wouldn't leave us the same way that we are, Lord, that it would become rhema word, that we would live it, that it would change us, Lord, from the inside out. Thank you for each one of these people. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple more things. We're starting this. I mean, you can start tomorrow, the 28th, if you want. But we're starting this on Sunday, okay? October 1st. And I want to challenge you guys to tell somebody else about this, what you're doing before Sunday, and see if you can't get them to do it with you, okay? A buddy, a pal, somebody else that can kind of help you stay with it, okay? Somebody who's not here. Who's going to do that? Try and tell somebody what you're doing before Sunday. Awesome. There's a couple of websites I want to show you guys. I set up a group on MySpace. How many guys are on MySpace? The whole world is on MySpace. I saw Bin Laden on there the other day. I don't know where he's accessing MySpace from, but it's some cave in Afghanistan, I guess. Anyway, I set up a group for us. And every day I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be talking about the proverb of the day, just a way to discuss it so that we're not just glancing over the verses, but that we're actually reading them, understanding them, and applying them. Okay, so that's the link there, groups.myspace.com/myproverb. And then if you can't find it, you can link to it off of the CGen MySpace, which is myspace.com/CGen. Okay? Love you guys. Spread the love of God this week. Share it with somebody. And we'll see you next Wednesday, okay? You're dismissed. Amen. Praise him.
To show you.